Hi there. The word for today is on the importance of self-discipline. In Philippians 1 verse 10 in the Amplified Bible, Paul writes, "Learn to sense what is vital and of real value." To achieve greater self-discipline, you need to do these four things. First, start your day by doing the hard things first. And when you get sidetracked, make yourself go back and complete them. For example, make your bed, pick up your clothes, wash the dishes. Don't make extra work for other people. And don't start several projects at once. The feeling of getting something done will help you to grow in terms of self-respect and self-discipline, okay? Number two, make a commitment to be punctual. Tardiness is a hard habit to break, and to conquer it, you must be willing to call it what it so often is. You say, what's that? Inconsiderate, selfish behavior. Number three, plan ahead. Everything takes longer than you think, so don't wait until the last minute and then rush around like a chicken with his head cut off. Living under the gun can give you ulcers, whereas allowing extra time is good for your health and your peace of mind. And number four, accept correction from those who care about you without sulking or retaliating. You see, until you're willing to take correction yourself, you'll never be qualified to give it to others. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 10, that wisdom is found in those who take advice. So, if you're wise, you'll welcome feedback and you'll actually seek counsel. Gandhi once said, "There's always a limit to self-indulgence, but none to self-restraint." Ask God to help you control your unruly thoughts, feelings, desires, and behaviors. Identify the unmanageable areas of your life. Stop making excuses. Face the truth even when it hurts. Refuse to feel sorry for yourself. Set a few attainable goals and make a commitment to achieving them. In other words, as Paul writes, learn to sense what is vital and of real value. And that's the word for you today.